temperature. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. K, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs, just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will try to remove the Democratic lawmakers from office who left the state if they don't return. They left and are now in Illinois, strongly protesting the rare mid-decade redistricting backed by President Trump. Democratic lawmaker Chris Turner.
They are engaged in an illegal act of intentional discrimination by tearing apart majority-minority congressional districts across our state. And we are not going to stand for it.
The search goes on for an Army vet believed to have shot and killed four people at the local bar he frequented in Anaconda, Montana, Friday night. Hot, dry weather fueling more wildfires in the West as fire season continues. Humanitarian airdrops continue in southern Gaza, even as aid groups say the recent changes in delivery of food and medicine have only been incremental. Food experts continuing to warn the worst-case scenario of famine is playing out in Gaza. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A bill at the state capitol could restore funding for a program that assists homeless Wisconsin veterans. The legislation provides $1.9 million to maintain the Department of Veterans Affairs Veterans Housing and Recovery Program. It sites in Union Grove, Chippewa Falls, and Green Bay. The latter two are slated to close next month. A town of Fond du Lac man is jailed following a nearly seven-hour standoff in an arson incident. Surveillance video showed a man use an accelerant to set a fire to the exterior of a home early Friday morning. The suspect, who is identified as a resident of a nearby home, barricaded himself in his basement and surrendered later that day. And Susan Crawford was sworn in Friday as justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court in a ceremony at the Capitol in Madison. Crawford, a Dane County judge, beat Waukesha County Judge Brad Schimmel in April to succeed retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley and solidify the court's liberal 4-3 majority.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Monday morning. Dave Grant joining you, 6:04. Elton John. I guess that's why they call it the blues on Max FM.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, could honestly say that things can only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you. Space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Wait on me, girl. Cry in the night if it helps.
No stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Sleeping all alone.
singing after dark, people think I'm crazy. Stuffing on my feet, shuffling to the street, asking people, what's the matter with you, boy?
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:14 on Monday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. We do have that air quality alert. That's going until noon today for the wildfire smoke from the Canadian wildfires. I expect that we'll probably see this extended for a little bit longer today, possibly even into tomorrow. So if you are out and about today, please be aware that you will see that today. And you can smell it too this morning. So that is happening today. Let's take a look at the rest of the forecast. Mostly sunny. High of 81 degrees today. Tonight, we will see that areas of smoke continue, partly cloudy with low of 59. Tuesday, sunny, a high of 83. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 85. Looking into the rest of the week, we do see a warming trend with highs near the high 80s to near 90 by the end of the week. Slight chance of showers return maybe on Saturday night into Sunday. Currently, it is 52 degrees, a little bit foggy and hazy outside the Weicker Gray Day building and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. And yes, it is definitely a little cool out there this morning, but you know what? I was okay with it. I got to get a little bit of running around done today, so that was a good thing. And then, you know, I wasn't working up a sweat, which, you know, I kind of like that as well. Now, we're talking about a little bit of the smoke out there, right? Someone was caught stealing Smokey the Bear signs in state parks in Florida, and Smokey himself was on hand when the guy was finally caught in the act. He was cuffed and charges are pending. Here's the Agricultural Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, talking about this arrest. Again, someone was stealing the Smokey the Bear signs from state parks in Florida.
Smokey is always around our forests, and just got lucky today that he saw the bad guy and got him in cuffs. Who goes and steals an image of Smokey Bear and then tries to profit off of that? If you're going to go in and commit crimes in our forest, you probably need to find a different place. Not only will you find Smokey in some of those forests, but you'll find our Carl officers. We're the most pro-law enforcement state in the union. Smokey Bear's on the job also.
So I'm not sure why someone thought they should steal the Smokey the Bear signs from state parks in Florida, but obviously Smokey the Bear apparently is like Santa Claus, and they are everywhere, and then they caught the person in the act of stealing said signs.
It doesn't seem like the smartest thing. It sounds like you're probably going to rack up some pretty big charges considering it's a state park after all. So yes, leave those signs where they belong. Stealing signs, never a good idea. They're in place for a reason. Now coming up this morning, Emily's on vacation all week and I'm going to have a special guest co-host this morning. Rhonda is going to step in this morning. She's going to fill in today for Emily. So looking forward to that. And we're going to be giving away tickets to the Mountain Coaster Ride in Wisconsin Dells. Rhonda has the tickets with her. That's the cool part. This is all Rhonda this morning handling our giveaways. So we're so happy to have Rhonda joining us at 7:10 this morning. So she'll be in studio with me, filling in for Emily, who's on vacation all week. And then Tuesday through Friday, back by popular demand, the one, the only, Wendy Grant will be filling in with me every morning for the rest of the week, Tuesday through Friday. Stay tuned for that. I'm still working on getting my security detail in here because, you know, I have a feeling she'll be doing a little dishing on Dave. I know that we've had a lot of requests to have Wendy come back and do a morning show with me. And so, yes, we're going to do that this week. She's rearranging her schedule to be in here Tuesday through Friday. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I spent a lot of time with Miss Lovely Wendy, and I'm going to be spending even more time with her. And she's going to have an microphone right in front of her as well. So we'll see how that goes. And that's in preparation of some things we're going to be working on for Sunday night as well. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. They're located at 108 3rd Street. They open at 7 a.m. this morning. Power your day with Powerline Coffee. What a better way to start the day with a little bit of Powerline Coffee. I can watch when their open sign comes up in the morning. And that is something I always look forward to. So yeah, they'll be open in, let's say, 41 minutes, but who's counting? And you definitely need coffee on a Monday morning. I know I do, and so I'm sure everyone else that's a coffee drinker or is likes caffeine as much as I do knows all about that. So again, yeah, Powerline Coffee, they'll be open at 7 o'clock this morning for all your needs. And of course, the Monday Morning Show is powered by Powerline Coffee. Here is Phil Collins in the air tonight. Crank this up. Let's hear this going through every speaker, either in your house or in your car this morning. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant, 6:19 on Monday morning.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my
time, the last time we ever software flash the message. Something's out there floating in the summer sky. 99 red balloons go by.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Grant on your Monday morning, 6:27 on Monday, August 4th. Yes, it is August 4th already. Where did July go? Just saying. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee, located 108 3rd Street in Bearwood. They open at 7 a.m. every day. We do want to give everyone a heads up from the city of Baraboo. Shoddy Plumbing will be closing Quarry Street Tuesday for water and sewer installation. Quarry Street will be closed between Waldo Street and South Parkway Tuesday, August 5th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. So if you live in that area, we want everyone to have that heads up in advance. That is tomorrow at 8 a.m. Again, Quarry Street will be closed between Waldo and South Parkway. Few things happening this week. Farmers Market is back in downtown Baraboo on Wednesday, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Go over to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They'll tell you who's coming and what they're bringing along the night before. We have two concerts on the square left in downtown Baraboo on the Courthouse Square this Thursday at 7 p.m. on the Courthouse Lawn. In case you're inclement weather, they moved this to the El Ringling Theater. So two Thursdays left for concerts, and this one is a big one. That 90s band will be here. What do Vanilla Ice, Green Day, Garth Brooks, and Nirvana all have in common?
They're all part of the list of a fun and nostalgic 90s band who takes audience back to the golden era of music. So, yes, if you grew up in the 90s or for anyone who loves that era of music, you like us, all of us here at Max FM, this is the concert on the square to go see this year. I definitely want to see this one. And, you know, it's a great time when you can listen to some great 90s music right here on the courthouse lawn. So, again, that is this Thursday. Let's check that out. And then Wednesday and Friday are a big deals day at Max FM, bigdeals.com. We'll have a flash sale Thursday morning. All sorts of things going on. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on, and I almost forgot to put gas in my car. And then Friday, I look over and how many miles empty I was at, and I'm getting close to single digits. My car, for some reason, doesn't ding flashlights or warn me, hey, I'm almost out of go-go juice. I don't think it does anyway, because when I'm at like 9 or 10 miles to empty, it's probably time to fill it up. And I would think by then it would be giving me some sort of alerts. Nope, not my vehicle. It's new enough, I would think it would be hollering at me, but no, it doesn't. And are you filling up with gas today? Does your mind wander while you're at the gas pump? Well, unless they're playing an ad on those mini screens, you can mute some of those by pushing the second button on the right.
And now, a person's thoughts at the gas pump.
This Chevron is so gross. Look at that pump. It hasn't been cleaned since Alexander Hamilton was president. He was president, right? Of course, now it's time for the gas pump interrogation. Do you want to use your rewards points? No. Do you want to sign up for rewards points? No. Do you want a car wash? No. Cash or credit? Credit. Which type of gas? I drive a 98 Tercel. Trust me, I don't need Techron. At least I can wash my windshield for free. Wait, where's the squeegee? Oh, they probably chained it to the bathroom key. I'm so done with all of this. Why don't I just buy a Tesla? Oh, right, Elon Musk.
And those were a person's thoughts at the gas pump.
Thoughts at the gas pump this morning. And yes, my mind wanders when I'm at the gas pump. And then that reminded me the one thing I didn't do when I was at the gas pump on Friday. I didn't clean the windows. Yes, I should have grabbed that squeegee, cleaned all those dead bugs off the front window, and all the dust on that back window. And now as I hear you talking about the car wash, now I'm thinking it would have just been simpler to go get that car wash after all. So yes, those are some random thoughts while sitting at the gas pump, waiting for your gas to pump. Or if you're like me going, why did I wait so long to fill up with gas? Just saying. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride, because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Join the big rigs with bigger hearts as they're trucking for a cause at the Badger State Trucking Show at the Badger Steam and Gas Grounds in Baraboo on Friday and Saturday, August 8th and 9th. Country music concerts each night featuring big names like the Kentucky Headhunters, Tony Justice, Steve Mullender, and Long Haul Paul. Check out the incredible trucks, light shows, and the kids' activities, all to raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Get your tickets today. Go to BadgerStateTruckingShow.org for details.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's been 60 years since the Milwaukee Braves played their final game at County Stadium and moved to Atlanta. 5 years later, the Seattle Pilots became the Milwaukee Brewers. Tonight, it's the Brewers and the Braves in Atlanta. The crew still with the best record in baseball after sweeping the Nationals over the weekend. They won again yesterday, 14-3. Manager Pat Murphy says it starts with a veteran like Christian Yelich leading the way.
It starts with Yelich when your top experienced offensive player is on base five times. That sets the tone for everyone else.
NFL, the Packers had some standout players on defense on family night, including big number 93 defensive lineman Nazir Stackhouse, who says he already knew about a half a dozen Packers players from his time in Georgia.
Just me knowing some of the guys on the team, Devontae Wyatt, Quay Walker, John Fitzpatrick, Nico Harmon, Javon Buller, you know what I mean? Just me knowing those guys made me feel comfortable coming here.
That's Nazir Stackhouse with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
We are going to have more of that wildfire smoke from Canada today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high temperature generally in the upper 70s to low 80s here through the day today. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call them today, 800-217-9129, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
No, radio's not dead. But a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. 6:39 on Monday morning with Kelly Clarkson. Since you've been going on Max FM.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. You're dedicated.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant on your Monday morning. It is 6:42. The morning show is brought to you by the Powerline Coffee Company. Part of your day with Powerline Coffee. The Powerline Coffee Company is located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Open every day at 7 a.m. or in just 17 minutes, waiting to watch the open sign come up this morning from the studio. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. As a reminder, we have that air quality advisory due to the smoke from the Canadian wildfires. That goes until at least noon today. Most likely that will be extended as we see areas of smoke continue today. Mostly sunny with a high of 81. Tonight, those areas of smoke continue. Will be partly cloudy with a low of 59. On Tuesday, sunny, a high of 83. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high of 85. We do see a chance of showers and thunderstorms returning Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Thursday, we're looking at mostly sunny, a high of 88. By Friday, we could see highs near 90, and that will continue into Saturday as well. Currently 52 degrees, hazy, a little bit of fog out there, a little bit of smoke outside the Weicker Gray Day building, and the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Rhonda is going to be joining me today at 7:10. She is going to have Dell's Mountain Coaster tickets with her to give away this morning. This is going to be a roller coaster Monday with Rhonda is what it sounds like. I think that's a great idea. So yes, Emily's on vacation all week long. She'll be back with us next Monday. So Rhonda's filling in today, and then Wendy is filling in Tuesday through Friday.
I was kind of excited about baseball this weekend. I did get to watch a Brewers game last week, so that was kind of cool. Watched it on TV, not in person, but got to watch it on TV. That was really cool. Now, in case you're trying to do too much, Saturday, Major League Baseball game at a NASCAR track between the Braves and the Reds turned out to be a bust for players and fans at the Bristol Motor Speedway in Tennessee. An entire baseball field was constructed in the middle of the racetrack. 91,032 tickets were sold. MLB's all-time regular season single-game attendance record. What could go wrong, you ask? The weather. The game got rained out in the first inning Saturday night and had to conclude on Sunday. Only a quarter of the fans returned to see the game completed on Sunday.
In what was supposed to be the coolest baseball game you have ever seen, with nearly 90,000 fans packing Bristol Motor Speedway, Mother Nature took over.
Major League Baseball game in the middle of a racetrack.
Chaos. Braves versus Reds rainout.
The blunder at Bristol.
So, yes, they got rained out in Bristol, unfortunately, for the Major League Baseball game on Saturday night. 91,000 tickets were sold, and they were going to pack that event on Saturday night. And, unfortunately, they got rained out in the first inning. And then they resumed it Sunday. And, again, only a quarter of the fans returned. And, you know, you cannot control the weather. I totally get that, but it's unfortunate because they did tarp the field, pulled the tarp off and all this stuff. I was kind of keeping tabs on it. I wasn't going to be able to watch the game because it was on ESPN, but I was excited about it because, you know, it's kind of neat. They convert the infield of Bristol Motor Speedway to a baseball field. What a better place to play some baseball. I can't imagine sitting in those stands at Bristol Motor Speedway and watching a baseball game. That is the only NASCAR track I've ever been to in my life, is Bristol Motor Speedway back in 2005. Before, in their infinite wisdom, they repaved it. And so it was never the same after they repaved it. So got to see the last race before that repave. And so, yeah, such a great venue. I actually remember running into a couple people from Baraboo there, which was kind of interesting as well. I did not expect that. I remember someone going, "Hey, Dave," and I didn't turn around. "Hey, Dave Grant, don't be a snob." And there was our very own Amber there. I didn't even know, expect to see anybody there. And so that was kind of cool. Who thought going all the way down to Bristol, Tennessee, would run into people we would know? And yes, we did. There was a few others that we ran into while we were there as well. And it was a neat experience. Also, something that comes to mind real quick that we were there was Motor Racing Network Radio was there as well. And so that was kind of cool because they were set up in downtown Bristol. And they were basically in this big back of a semi doing their broadcast live from downtown Bristol. And this was way before I was in radio. Again, this was 2005, so 20 years ago now. We were walking by, and I kind of peeked my head in there, and the guy goes, "Hey, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm just kind of curious what goes on in here," you know, before I was even doing radio. And he's like, "Oh, well, this is we're with MRN. We're getting ready to do a live radio broadcast." I go, "That's kind of cool. Look at all that stuff." He goes, "You want to come in and take a look?" I'm like, "Of course." And so, yes, we got to go look inside the MRN trailer. And let me tell you, the boards they had in there were huge. Never seen anything like that in my life or even in my radio career to this day. It was quite a setup. So we actually got to see how that was all set up, how it all worked. It was such a neat experience to see that in Bristol. Also got to sit in the driver's seat of Jeff Gordon's hauler as well. So they wouldn't give me the keys to the hauler, though. I couldn't figure out why. And I asked if I could sit in the race car, and that was a hard no as well. So that did not fly. Back when Dale Jarrett was racing, we walked by his hauler because my mom was a huge Dale Jarrett fan. And so we were talking to them. The guy goes, "Oh, you a fan?" And I said, "I'll be honest with you, I'm not, but my mom is." And he goes, "Well, that's kind of cool." And he goes, "Let me see if we have any gear around here." And he couldn't find anything. He walked up to Dale Jarrett's race car, took his UPS hat out of Dale Jarrett's car and handed it to us. He goes, "Here, give this to your mom." I'm like, "Oh my goodness." So yeah, that was pretty cool. She actually got one of the hats that was in his actual race car. And they ended up giving us a couple of hats that were just UPS hats just for being there. And he goes, "That's all the hats we have here for some reason." But he goes, "You guys got all the good stuff." And yeah, it was kind of cool. They literally handed us a hat right out of the race car. So yeah, quite an experience, a much better experience for us and these baseball fans, unfortunately. And again, weather's not controllable. But yeah, when you go to a Sunday thing, people are already thinking about going home on Sunday because they have to be back at work Monday. But honestly, if you're planning to do something like that, You want to be prepared. You might as well have that next day off just so you can go watching, just in case it gets postponed. So, yeah, what a bummer in that whole deal for all those fans that bought tickets for that. And in case you're curious, the Braves won 4-2. So, yes, it's being called one of baseball's biggest blunders now. So that is what's going on there. The morning show is brought to you by Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee at 108 3rd Street in Baraboo. They open at 7 this morning. Coming up, we're going to look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank and music by Alanis Morissette on Max FM.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The SJS Cancer Support Team is hosting its second annual Shuck Cancer Sweet Corn Fest. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th at the Sauk County Fairgrounds in Baraboo. This event runs from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. and will offer barbecue, beverages, raffles, a cornhole tournament, dunk tank featuring Sauk County celebrities, kids games, and of course, sweet corn. The Gem City Sideshow will perform from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30, followed by the hip replacements from 3 until 6. All money raised goes to help any Sauk County resident affected by cancer. For more information, please go to the SJS Cancer Support Team's Facebook page. Again, that's the Shuck Cancer SJS Sweet Corn Fest at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. It's going to be on Saturday, August 9th. And on Saturday the 9th and Sunday the 10th, it's the 60th annual Laval Celebration. Saturday's events will include a walk run beginning at 7 a.m., concessions opening at the small pavilion at 10:30. Bucket golf and cornhole tournaments will begin at 11 a.m. with food trucks and the bar opening at 4:30. And then at 5 o'clock, great live music. Sunday, the event gets started with the parade and concessions at 11 a.m. And then following the parade will be the chicken barbecue and meat raffle, plus bounce houses for the kids, other kids' activities, horseshoe tournament, and so much more. Plus the 50-50 and bucket raffle drawings will be held at 3 p.m. Find all the details by visiting the Laval Area Community Action Club's Facebook page. Again, this is Saturday and Sunday with the event starting at 7 a.m. on Saturday and 9:30 on Sunday.
The Birth Center at Reedsburg Area Medical Center invites you and your baby to fourth trimester support, held the second Wednesday of each month from 10:30 to noon in the Birth Center Family Lounge at RAMC. Get support from nurses and other moms, guest speakers, questions and answers, camaraderie, support for you on the journey with your newborn. The next fourth trimester support is this Wednesday. For more information, visit ReedsburgAreaMedicalCenter.com.
Power your day with Powerline Coffee. Conveniently located on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, enjoy delicious coffee and breakfast items or stop in for lunch. Powerline Coffee has your favorite coffee, tea, soda, or other delicious hot or cold beverages starting at 7 a.m. every day. They serve breakfast sandwiches, pastries, croissant sandwiches, their famous BLT, and so much more. Check out their social media pages for musical entertainment and other events. Power your day with Powerline Coffee.
Was free.
when you're already late. A no smoking sign on your cigarette break. It's like 10,000 spoons when all you need is a knife. It's meeting the man of my dreams and then meeting his beautiful wife. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? A little too ironic. And yeah, I really do think.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
New York, New York is everything they say, and no place that I'd rather. Quarter to three. When they play
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Texas lawmakers were scheduled to vote this afternoon on a measure that would strengthen President Trump's majority in Congress, but, says ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas,
Texas House Democrats have responded by leaving the state and heading to Chicago in an attempt to deny a quorum and prevent a vote on the GOP-drawn map. Republican Governor Greg Abbott accuses the absent lawmakers of a dereliction of their duty, reminding them that they could be fined, arrested, or kicked out of office for leaving in the middle of a special legislative session.
Democrats say the rare mid-decade redistricting is discriminatory and a violation of the Voting Rights Act. President Trump says he will appoint a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics this week. He fired the previous director when poor jobs numbers came out on Friday. Tariffs on almost all of America's trading partners kick in this week. Almost all economists say consumers